This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Well, it's a new year, and elections are just around the corner, a couple of weeks away. And you know, we'd assume normally politicians and political parties will begin to intensify their efforts to woo voters. Well, as the case may be, on the headlines, I'm sure you saw that as well. Olusegun Obasanjo endorsing the Labour Party presidential candidate, which has, of course, caused a lot of people to make comments. Before now, we also had, there were rumors circulated that the governor of Rivers State, the G5 governors, had a meeting and they would be supporting the presidential candidate of the APC, which the governor has said, of Rivers State, has said it's not true. They have not announced anybody yet. He had, prior to this time, also said that his announcement for which candidate they would support will be made this January. It means fingers will be crossed. I'll be waiting to hear that. But that's not what the conversation will entail this morning only. The New Year message of the governor is one very interesting one. And so part of that message, if you'd listen to the broadcast by the governor, you would hear some of the things he said. And while he was doing some of the flag offs, he said, well, I've not announced whether or not I'm supporting anybody. While I was in London, people made those assumptions. His major takeaway from that message is what I'll play for you. It's about a minute and some seconds. Major takeaway, because he spoke about the elections, the voting, and campaigns in Rivers State, some of the issues he raised. Well, my guest this morning will be speaking with me via telephone. Is Chieftain of the APC in Rivers State, Tony Okocha. And before we get on to him, let's hear what the governor said, a part of his message for the new year.
Fellow River citizens, the 2023 general elections, which are less than 2 months away, are an opportunity for us to elect the next set of leaders to lead the country and our state for the next 4 years. Your vote and effective participation are therefore crucial to the success of the elections. However, it is more critical to allow rational objectives to guide you in choosing the party or candidates to vote for, to avoid the emergence of those who do not mean well for our state and our development. We must vote wisely and only for a party and candidates that love River State and are ready to advance and defend its interests, not those candidates who would fail the state and neglect our aspirations for development. It is not in our character to interfere with or limit the constitutional rights of politicians and their parties to hold electionary campaigns and canvass for votes across the length and breadth of the state. But we must be reminded that the laws and regulations restricting open political activities in public schools and residential areas are being implemented to prevent the destructive tendencies and public nuisance usually associated with such events when things go wrong. Ours is a state governed by laws, and no person, group, party, or association has the right to disobey the laws of the state managing campaign activities in public schools and expect us to keep quiet. Any political party or candidate that wishes to hold campaigns in public schools must comply with the law by simply securing the government's approval after paying the required security deposits before the rally.
Well, that was the governor of Rivers State on his New Year message and addressing campaign rallies in the state, the laws around that, which would also form part of our conversation this morning. And most importantly, the voting. He talked about how it's very important and crucial for Rivers State. I'll go over to my guest now, Tony Okocha. Compliments of the season to you, sir, and a happy new year.
Thank you, Thank you so much for having me. Good morning and having me here to River People.
Okay, quickly, I'm sure you heard part of what the governor said from his New Year message. I just played an excerpt of it. Start with where he ended, which was the laws around campaigns in the state. He reemphasized that. It's formed many conversations in the course of last year. And he's reemphasizing that again for his first address to the state on a new year. How is your party looking at that? We know that your party was supposed to go to court, but then there was the case was withdrawn. There was supposed to also be a protest, but then that protest was aborted as well. How are you accepting this laws and guidelines that has been put in place by the state government for political parties to campaign?
Very well, my brother. I think that with the last link of the socialist broadcast to the state, we emphasize the executive order 21 and 22. And very many times, I'd held the view that the order, if we think that is draconian, we should test it in court. And yes, just like you noted, we had no attempt to go to court. At some point we had, and at the other time, reason prevailed, and we said, let it fly. Now, the issue is simple. For me, as a human being, as a politician, I mean, as somebody who has also been in government, I didn't see that law as draconian, except for the way some of us are beginning to look at it. Now, the law is simple. You have said that no political parties are stopped from campaigning. He says that you have every right to campaign. You can use the facilities of government, but please, before that is used, because of the experiences of the past, can we have some sanity? Can we pay some amount of money, some kind of security, so that assuming that not conceding that anything happens around the premises where the rallies and campaigns are held, the government can, lacking on the money that they have put down as security, to effect a repair and so forth and so on. That's one. On the other hand, the reason why I think that law was made is so the extent that is able to check some insecurity measures. Now, we have had situations where two political parties would fix a particular, fix their campaigns at a particular venue, all in the intent to cause one problem or the other. But the law, no two political parties will be given the same particular venue at the same time for the same purpose. So I don't think that's very draconian. But let us also know too that, the government is not a neophyte. Luckily, Stone is a lawyer. I will not speak for him. But what I used to do is that when something is right, we should all say it's right. It doesn't matter who has done that. If it is wrong, we should also be bold enough to see that this is wrong. It doesn't matter who the person is. I would not mind whose office got. I don't see any difficulties in all of this.
But your party doesn't seem to share the same view, because your party had wanted to embark on the protest. Your party had gone to court. Are you saying that your party withdrew the matter from court because it believes that the law is...
Yeah, because this is prevailed. Superior reason prevailed. It's not about acting on the spur of the moment. Until we sat down and looked at what it is, and to say to ourselves, is the governor within his powers to make laws or to ascend to laws and to ascend to things that it becomes laws? And the answer is clearly yes. So now, how does this impugn, how does this affect us as a political party?
Hello.
Have been passed or made in several states, not only River State. I can tell you a case in Anambra State. In Anambra State, there you are not even a PDP government. It's an Anambra government. You have bills, certain amount of money that you pay for, to even pay the size of posters that you want to put on this room anywhere at all. I mean, they haven't avoided the lesson.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think interruption there.
from the service providers. Rudely interrupted, we were. We'll try to reestablish contact with our guest in the next couple of minutes and continue with that conversation. Meanwhile, there's still a lot to talk about, of course. One of them has to do with the endorsement of the Labour Party presidential candidate, Peter Obi, by former President Olusegun Obasanjo. How important are endorsements? That's a very interesting question to ask, because some people have tried to downplay that and say it doesn't really matter. One of such persons is the presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Bola Tinubu. The APC said, well, the endorsement of Obasanjo is worthless. It doesn't mean anything. As for the Labour Party and its Director General for the Obi Dati campaign organization, he has commended the governor, along with many other Nigerians who have commended the former president, I beg your pardon, for endorsing the candidate of the Labour Party, the presidential candidate of the Labour Party. Not just that, you know, the PDP also haven't really fared well with that endorsement. Which brings us to the question, how important are endorsements? Do they really work? Do they in any way contribute to helping candidates get the votes that they need to win elections? Well, it's a question we're asking on Facebook. So you can get on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and let us know what your thoughts are on that particular issue. Do you think endorsements are very critical? Do you think they're important? Do they mean anything? Can they help candidates get votes? Can they help political parties get votes? A few of the questions we're asking on social media. So join the conversation at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. All right, we'll get back to our guest. Hello. Apologies for the interruption there. I think we got rudely interrupted by the service provider.
Okay.
Needless, we have a commercial coming up in the next 3 minutes, but then let's get on to the next question for you, which is recently the news came out that the former president, Olusegun Obasanjo, had endorsed the presidential candidate of the Labour Party. And there's been a lot of fuss around it. And many people, in fact, your party saying the endorsement doesn't really mean anything. Some of the people feel like it is a big deal for a former president like Olusegun Obasanjo to endorse the Labour Party presidential candidate. Now, this brings us to the position of the G5 governors of the PDP, who were rumoured to be in London and had a meeting with the presidential candidate of your party. As a member of the APC and your party in general, is there anything we need to understand about whether or not your party is willing to welcome that support? What's the situation like? Does it really matter if the G5 governors support your candidate or not?
Well, I won't speak differently from what my vice presidential candidate has said. My vice presidential candidate has said clearly that support of the G5, the anticipated support of the G5 governors will be a game changer. And if you're a politician, you know that clearly. The truth is that for anybody, any candidate to emerge as the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the law says that you would have scored 1/4 of the vote cast in the source of the state. In other words, 24 states. Now, as it were, APC is in control of 22 states. And we just need 2 more additional states to make the required 23rd of the state. Now, if you have these 5 governors lending support, adding credence, lending vent to the aspiration of the APC delivery candidate, it is as clear as APC that 22 plus 5 would have given you 27. So the election is as good as won. For anybody to dismiss the political capital that are derivable from what the 5 governors are likely to do, the person is not a politician. So for us, it's going to be a boost. It's not like it is whether they are there or not, that will not be, will not be, but it's going to be a further boost.
So is your party working to get their support? Is your party, are there any works on the ground to see that perhaps they work with your party? Because, I mean, we are awaiting the announcement of the G5 for who they would support. But then we also are aware that several meetings may have been held. Whether it's true or not, if you can confirm for us.
Conversations are really at the top of the range. They're on both sides. You know that my presidential candidate had denied meeting with the governor, with the G5 governors in London. Governor Wike, who is the leader of that group, had also denied meeting with any other personnel, apart from the fact that
okay, let's go on this short commercial. Just hold your thoughts. When we return, we'll continue with the conversation.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, and yeah, we are back and live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest, APC Chief Tony Okocha, stay with us via telephone. And don't forget the question we have for you on Facebook and on Twitter. And political endorsements, are they of any importance? Do they help candidates get votes? Let us know what your position is on this, because a lot of people already reacting differently to the endorsement of Peter Obi by the former president of the country, Olusegun Obasanjo, and many are also very eager to hear who the G5 governors of the PDP would endorse or support, however you want to put it. And well, I was asking my guest that question. We are hearing talks about meetings and to ensure that perhaps they woo over the G5 governors to support the presidential candidate of the APC. I just get back to our guest and let him finish with his thought. Hello, Mr. Okocha. Thank you very much for staying with us.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, I was asking you about if you can confirm for us what the situation is. How much effort is your party putting into seeing that the G5 governors perhaps support your presidential candidate? Is that something that is in the works? Or is everything completely rumor?
Well, I have seen that there are plans at the subterranean. There are arrangements at the subterranean to get the 5 governors on the side of the APC. Because, of course, you know that my presidential candidate is a strategist. And we know that the support for him or for our party is going to be a boost. Like I said to you, the presidential candidate said he was going to be a game changer. And that is where we are. We are making all moves at the top terrain openly to get them in. You have to dismiss them, like what the governor of Delta State said, who is the presidential candidate of the PDP, when he ordinarily alluded to the fact that it's only God that gives power. Yes, God gives power, but God will not come down here to give power. So, in other words, they are only trying to foreclose the possibility of the 5 governors, you know, from supporting them. But once they are on that track, we on the other, we on a different path. Our party is that we want the governor to join. Of course, in politics, it's the more the merrier. And I tried to do an analysis that you have to win 24 of the states, actually, third of the states, and you have to have 1/4 of the votes cast in 24 states. And that APC having 22 would have gone home to rest. But we still have the intention of getting these 5 governors to our side. And by now you add 5 to 22, we already made 27 votes in the majority states already. So, I mean, isn't the election as good as one? So for anybody to dismiss what the governors are doing with the wave of hands, I've heard listening to interviews where people call them renegades and all of those. Yeah, those are nonsensical in mood.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay, it brings us to ask this important question, because your party has said that the endorsement of Peter Obi, or support of Peter Obi by former President Olusegun Obasanjo, doesn't really mean anything. In fact, to be exact, it was tagged worthless by a presidential candidate of your party. But you've just alluded to the fact that these endorsements are important, because if it wasn't, you would not want the G5 governors to support your presidential candidate. So what makes that of the support for Peter will be worthless, according to your candidate, but then he would be welcome that of the G5. I mean, both of them would be endorsements and support at different levels, wouldn't they?
The support of the G5 governors
the way I want to explain it is that the G5 governors are political quantities. I don't know if that is clear. The G5 governors' support for another 22 states have said will amount to 27. Now we talk about the former president.
Who's the former president and wields a lot of influence as well?
I don't know where he's coming from in the first place, because I'm very sure that in Ogun State, where the former president comes from, APC will sweep the pools there. So what is he bringing to the table as it were? What is it that he's bringing to the table? Is I going to say to anybody that the late president Seu Shagari has endorsed somebody?
But Olusegun Obasanjo is not late, so that comparison, no, don't you think it might be out of place?
So the point I'm making is that it's a categorical mistake to compare Olusegun Obasanjo as an individual to five governors of five very important states. It's a categorical mistake. And I'll say to you again that in Ogun State, where Olusegun Obasanjo hails from, I can tell you for free that he may not even win his feelings in it. Don't forget that even he contested his own election that even threw him into power. He didn't win his feelings in it. He has that record. He has not cleaned up that record. He hasn't done better. And it's been out of circulation, politically speaking. They're not going to be right him. He has his power. He has his pride. He's within his pride to endorse any candidate. There is a difference that makes no difference. And it's no difference at all.
Okay. And lastly, just to get your reactions with plans for the APC and how it intends to go with this campaign, because many have said, well, we're not seeing much being done, especially here in the state for the governorship candidate of your party. And secondly, we know of the court cases that your party is facing. Some of them, they've been victorious at the appeal court, but others, very critical ones, still pending. What's the situation with those and how's your party preparing?
Well, I don't think that I am very strong enough to speak on the issue of the governorship candidate of the APC River State, because I'm not a member of this campaign committee. I'm very much at the epicenter of Bola Ahmed Tinubu campaign, and that's why I can speak authoritatively about it. I'm sure you know that I heard the protocol and logistics committee of the Independent Campaign Council.
So, but as a member of the APC in this state and a chieftain of the party at that matter, one would only assume or imagine that you'd have some sort of role to play in the campaign of a governorship candidate of your party here in River State. So if you don't, does that spell that there are issues in the party? Or?
But I'm not omniscient. I don't know how to multifunction right now. Like I said to you, at the state level, I'm sure that work on to make sure that the governorship candidate wins, but I can barely speak on it because I'm just not a participant, you know, and I think I'm not a participant as much. And, you know, I don't speak from the point of ignorance. I speak from the point of strength. And I can tell you, every concerning what we are doing here, they say that the presidential candidate of APC wins election in Nigeria.
Okay. And then, lastly, let's just put this. Since you mentioned that you are, in fact, more interested in the presidential candidate of your party, it brings us to still the endorsement question. We've seen Peter Obi come to River State and fraternize with the governor of the state. We've seen Kwan Kwaso also come fraternize with the governor of the state. But then your candidate has not been here. And many have said, well, if we're going to look at what has happened in the past couple of weeks, that was last year, it's highly impossible that your candidate might be the one person that would get that support. Does that mean anything?
Well, you see, it's just not about jamboree. It's about being tactical in whatever you do in life, including politics. In fact, politics is the sphere where you need to be very smart. Now, if you saw what happened when you became the River State last, you know that it was an abysmal outing, very low turnout. I hear the people that he came with, the E-Square or whatever, they were so disillusioned, they were so, you know, uncomfortable with it. Now, it's about the possibilities of the candidate to win election. It's not about jamboree right now. But I want to tell you that the presidential candidate of the All Progressive Congress, Atiwaju Bola Ahmed, with River State on the 15th of February, and it's going to be earthquaking. I can assure you that it's going to be like a tornado in the political history of the state, because that is the idea that this time that the time has come and that we must manifest. So it doesn't matter who has concept, it's about how do the people accept to you. And I just told you that judging from what we saw the last time we visited, I don't know whether he is able to can be sure of getting 1/10 of the vote from River State.
Mm.
The one of us is just something I just don't wish to talk about.
All right, so you've just said on the 15th we should expect the presidential candidate.
Yes.
Okay, in the state, which means perhaps your party must have applied and followed other guidelines put in place by the state government for campaigns. But importantly, you might have seen or heard on social media there are questions about the health of your candidate for your party. And many have even talked about there are videos online at different events. There are questions being asked. For you, how do you respond to those? And what would you say to people who have concerns about that?
I hate to discuss that thing. You know, we are telling anybody who will throw up the issues of health to get us a report that was written by a consortium of medical doctors that have said that Tinubu is not fit enough in president of Nigeria. And I ask you, as my friend right there in the studio, as young as you are, so to speak, you mean that you are taking a whole medical report or medical decision of yourself? And you find out that you are free, you have no treatment at all. I don't understand this. Don't forget that in 2014-15, a lot of people who felt that President Buhari was going to die, they had all died before. A lot of them had died before.
Yeah, but many people were not satisfied with the fact that he spent most of the times leaving the country for medical checkups, most of the times. And maybe for many Nigerians, they would not want to have a government that would have a leader who would be leaving for checkups, just like the one who will be ending his term anytime soon. Isn't that something that you think Nigerians should worry about?
Does it look like an absurd? It doesn't look like an absurd, my brother. Now, there are persons in Nigeria or people in Nigeria because of our situation. Of course, you know that we don't have hospitals. Do we have?
But that's the role of the government. No. If you're saying no hospitals and then we have your party at the center, the question would be, what have you done about it?
APC just didn't start Nigeria anyway. I'm sure you know, APC didn't just start Nigeria. We're only ending 8 years. In May 2023, we're only just 8 years. Parties have come before APC in Nigeria. So that's the point we're making, that we need a president who we know has the cognitive experience, who we know has the will, having looked at the track record of the governance of Lagos State at the particular point, to be the president of Nigeria now. Now, if you just suppose all the candidates, as it were, for the presidential election, just suppose all of them, and let's be fair to ourselves and be fair to our consciences, who do we think will have or has what it takes to transform Nigeria to our Eldorado? I think we should still take a debate on this. We look at them one after the other, what they have done, their track records, and what their tendencies are, so that at the end of the day, Nigerians will be well addressed of who they should submit their sovereignty to become their president.
Okay. All right, Mr.
Tony Okocha. So when it comes to the issue of health and all of that, I take offense, because now, what does the Constitution of Nigeria say? Has he been declared insolvent? Has he, for any health reason, been stopped by the Constitution, not to conduct the election? And some people who raise the issue of faith, does the Constitution talk about the maximum somebody would have said before he confessed?
Well, for many people, I wish we could go on and on with this, but then I'm sure, some of the comments or various events where the candidate has been in and where he had spoken, for some people concerned with his ability to put his sentences or words together over a long period of time, has really raised questions for them. perhaps it's why they are saying, well, he's not well. But you have just rightly said now that, well, there's no medical proof to show that. So, well, I guess that would answer that question. Mr. Okocha, thank you very much, but time will not allow us to go on. Hopefully when you're in the state, we would have a better conversation with you in the studio.
Thank you so much. I'll be glad to come, please. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, and wishing you a happy new year again and a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's go over to the phone lines. I'm pretty sure you're itching to say a few things. You just had the conversation with our guest, but most importantly, the question online: how important are endorsements? Do they help candidates in any way get votes? Well, if you heard my guest, he says that of the G5 governors would mean a lot, but that of the former president of Nigeria really doesn't hold any weight. What's your opinion about endorsements? What do you think? Let's find out. 070-0923-0923 is the number for you to call. 070-0923-0923. You can also jump onto social media, Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. We're live, so you can watch, listen, and most importantly, contribute. We're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. So be a part of it and let us get your thoughts. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number again, 0809-030-6416. You can send us WhatsApp messages as well. I'll take some of the messages now on Facebook Live. Adunola Bada Osoba says, I really want to appreciate Obasanjo for coming out with this open letter. Let Nigerians seal the message and not attack the messenger. Let's make the right choice. God bless Nigeria. Alozie King says, political endorsement of candidates, neither by a group or by an individual, is not important because the groups or the individuals who endorse a candidate, their interests are not more superior than the general citizens. Ned Agumasa's endorsement is one of the mechanisms in election, and as such, it's constitutional. But what matters most is motive behind the endorsement. Is it for selfish reasons or selflessness? But for me, I think it's selfish and not in the interest of Nigerians. Okay. Thank God, Ability at Twigbu on Facebook Live is saying, if Tony Okocha, who is Bola Tinubu's campaign coordinator in Rivers, is not supportive of Tony Okocha as governorship candidate in Rivers, that means all is not well in the APC in Rivers State. Well, he didn't say he's not in support of the candidate of the APC in Rivers State, the governorship candidate. He only says he's not actively involved in the process because he cannot multitask. If you heard him correctly, he's focused now more on ensuring he does his job at the presidential candidate level of the party and let other people handle what happens in the state. Well, whether that's a divide, well, I think I asked him that question and you heard his response as well. We go to Ajib now, where Durojaye is on the line. Hello, Durojaye. Good morning.
Good morning, Femi Andrew.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Yeah, my interest is on the G5 governor.
Okay.
Already you know that my governor, the governor of River State, is the head of that place. And wherever he asks us to go, me and my family and friends around me, it's where we are going. We are only waiting for him to tell us whom to follow. Immediately he tells us whom to follow, we are going to follow that place. We don't have two caps, you know.
All right, Durojaye. Thank you.
Yeah.
Osaro, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whether endorsement is would hold weight, mm-hmm. I think yes. Because that is support. If a group of people endorses a candidate, it means a group of people is supporting that candidate. It is more than individual. And these persons we're talking of are opinion leaders. They have crowd. There are people that they'll come up and say a thing, and they might, that can cause problem or, you know, drag a whole lot. So we shouldn't look down on endorsement and feel we are looking for individual support. Who are the individuals? Where do those...
Hello? Hello, Osaro? Okay.
Hello?
Okay, yes, go on. We can hear you.
Those individual votes, we think it's more powerful than group votes. Where do they belong? So endorsement is one of the key. And it depends on the influence of that group endorsing a candidate. So I think it's not to be thrown under the carpet.
Okay, let's go to Eche now. Lucky's on the line. Lucky, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chegu.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you. I want to comment over the endorsement of Mr. President, the former president, Mr. Obasanjo, to B2B. The man has seen future over the whole contestants that are aspiring for presidency in the 2023. And we, as an individual who is going to cast for vote, we have seen the truth. And we'll know the quality leader that we want to go in there that will protect the interests of Nigeria. This time around is not a time that we will sit back and make a statement that we cannot act. Mr. President has endorsed P2P, and we as an individual, we are voting P2P. Whoever that is coming, we don't care and we don't know whatever they are bringing for us. All we need is just a quality leader. And the quality leader that we have seen is P2P, and that is for sure.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you, Lucky. JJ, good morning to you.
Andrew, good morning.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right.
I think group endorsement is far, far better than individual endorsement. So the G5 maybe endorsing anybody right now will just be the way to go. Far better. I remember in 2019, Obasanjo formed a group that he said is called Third Force in order to battle against President Muhammadu Buhari. But that one didn't last. There are other things that he has talked about, that Buhari should not come back, this, that. That didn't work. Even in Ogun State, like Shiftoni Okocha has said, I don't think Obasanjo will be able to breathe well on that election day, because a lot will be happening. So for me, his endorsement doesn't make any difference, because before now, we used to respect him very well. As soon as he writes his letter endorsed, then we know it's good to go. But 2019 has demystified everything to show that nothing there. So if I were contesting, I would want the G5 governor than Obasanjo just a single endorsement. Thank you very much.
Okay. On Facebook Live, this one from Oluchu Ferris said, my prayers for Nigeria is for those parading themselves as politicians, scum leaders in this country to be disappointed in every ramification. WhatsApp, a few messages here as well. Don't forget, 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. Please don't call the WhatsApp number. Send only WhatsApp messages. This one says, Olusegun Obasanjo is very apt in his endorsement because wisdom is profitable to direct. It's found along the path of righteousness. Okay. This one, G5 governors are marking time, but if eventually they endorse Tinubu, it wouldn't hold water because 4 out of 5 states of the G5 is already obedient states. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo means well for Nigeria by endorsing Obi, and it will have impact in the election. Sandy sent in that one. This one says, I'm really disappointed that you get saying 8 whole years is just. This is to tell you these people really think 8 good years in the life of a nation is a just. So it says, Obasanjo's endorsement of Peter Obi simply means he wants the best for Nigerians. Fidelis Elemuwa from Chukwuche in Eche sent in that one. Another messenger says, people dropping out during campaign doesn't mean you will win. People dropping out during campaigns doesn't mean you will win. Peter Obi is pulling crowds in River State and it will shock you. Bola Tinubu cannot rule the country. He'll end up sharing his money. He'll lose the election, I bet you. Madam P sent in that message. Okay, this one says, I will not vote. I will not vote anyone Obasanjo tells me to vote for. I, as an individual, my candidate after Governor Wike endorses, I will not vote any. I don't get what you're saying. You didn't include your name as well. I will get one more call, Susie Arima, and then we'll take a few messages on Twitter before we go. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I think I have to. I really agree with Chief Tony Okocha on when he adumbrated on the issue concerning the existential evidence about the 5 governors compared to what Obasanjo should offer. I don't want to rule out totally about Obasanjo's endorsement whatsoever, but the G5 governors have more regalia than the Obasanjo because they have more blocks and they have more money to spend over time, material things to display and all of that. So if you put all of that together, you discover that what Obasanjo is going to do to Obi is more is a kind of microcosm to the microcosm of what the governors will do. And put together with what he has said about the issue of Bola Ahmed Tinubu's health, you discover that it was actually APC in Rivers State, Amaechi Swing, that have been talking about the issue of Bola Tinubu illness and all of that. If not, I have not seen PDP even talking about it to that extent. So I believe that people have not, who don't even have evidence against Tinubu, should not be talking about whether he is ill or not, because the medical doctors have more to do with that. And even us that are youths, we have people who are sick even as a youth here in Rivers State, even in our families. So to this extent, I believe that what Tony Okoja has said about Tinubu winning election and all of that, for me, it goes well because he is part of the part and parcel of the presidential committee of Tinubu's campaign and also the leader in APC Rivers State. Thank you very much to you from the Rimai community.
All right, thank you, Susie. Let's get on Twitter now and take one or two comments as we attempt to wrap things up. Don't forget, at Nigeria Info PH on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. This one says, the endorsement of Peter Obi by former President Obasanjo is born of his own personal decision. As I am, I've endorsed my own presidential candidate before now. This one says, Obasanjo has shown that he has the interest of Nigerians at heart. This is from Wateng Wang. By endorsing Peter Obi, I believe Peter Obi has the capacity and the competence to pull Nigeria out of the woods and place Nigeria on the right path. But that's how we draw the curtain today. Thank you very much. Judy's already standing by. Hello, Port Harcourt, the first edition for the new year. I'm sure he has a lot in store for you. Stick around. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew on every social media platform.